Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very interested to know whether or not we are going to be able to rescue Happy Duck today. That seems to be the problem which is worrying President Pitt more than anything else. And he has invented a very wonderful new diving bell with which he hopes to take us to the very bottom of the lake, near the moat, near the drawbridge of the air castle. And there we expect to go into a very strange underground room where the slippery elf is keeping Happy Duck a prisoner. But while we are waiting for them, and so they may know we are here, shall we sing the song about the dream that Yip, the little wooden dog, had? Yip took a trip to the land of Nap, where sleepy doggies go. He wore a nightie and a cap with a pink and purple bow. There all his other doggy friends were happy as could be. They jumped and barked and ran around, a jolly sight to see. One little Airedale wore a hat, a spaniel wore one too. Foxy Terrier chased a cat, a naughty, naughty thing to do. Fitzy did a fancy dance with Mingtor Pickaninny. Ripsy Wolfhound cast a glance and said, oh, the Chinese. A big Newfoundland tried to sing, the Great Dane spoiled it all. Scotty Scotch, the funny thing, said, go and hire a horse. Yip was happy in the land of Nap, he felt just like a pup. But the magic bells began to ring, and so he just woke up. The magic bells began to ring, and so he just woke up.
Pretty soon we hope to see Yip, funny little wooden dog. Here he comes. Hello, Yip. Nice little happy little wooden dog who just wags his tail and jumps around every second. Hello, Yip. Where is Piggity Clark and Bibbly Murphy? Where are they today? Oh, they'll be here pretty soon. Well, now that you're here, let's sing the song about the little dog who was lost. Yip thinks that's a very sad little song. Clickety-clack, happy little wooden man. Perhaps they'll hear us and come upstairs pretty soon, though. One of President Pip's favorite tunes. President Pip. Ah, you came upstairs very, very quietly. Here comes Clickety-Clack, too. Well, President Pip, are we going to try to rescue Happy Duck today?
We certainly are going to try, and that is more. We are going to really rescue Happy Duck. When President Aloysius Wimpleton Washington Lincoln McPip ever starts anything, it always has to be a success. If I ever failed at one of my inventions, you know what I would do?
What would you do, President Pip?
I would turn around 3 times and shave off my beard.
Oh, President Pip, don't say such a thing. Oh, what a calamity. You see, Bugler Murphy and Fliggity Clack heard you say that. And they're terrified. Horrified.
Mortified. Well, goodness me, my beard certainly means a whole lot to the family, so I guess I'd better keep it on. Well, I see you didn't forget to blow the salute anyway.
Fliggity Clack is very happy today. Well, President Pip, are we going down the diving bell today?
We certainly are. No time to lose. No time to lose. Absolutely, positively, oh, goodness me.
All right, then we'd better be on our way. I'll follow you. Clickety Clack, come on, we're going downstairs, down to the lake. We're going down to the lake, and then we're going to get in President Pip's new diving bell and disappear from sight.
Oh, we're going to disappear from sight. And everything works all right, then we'll come back and reappear in sight in good condition. Might get our feet a little bit wet, but who cares? I used to catch cold when I got my feet wet. Till I invented my new waterproof foot lotion.
What?
I invented some waterproof foot lotion. Goodness me, I'm the only one that has it, though. Everybody else has to be careful not to get their feet wet. Or if they do, they have to change their shoes and stockings right away. Otherwise, they will snooze.
What?
They'll snooze. Sneeze, I mean. Snize.
Have you forgotten how to say sneeze?
No, I can still say it. Well, goodness me, howdy-do, howdy-do. Must be getting late in the season. I snooze without really meaning to snooze.
President Pip, you're getting your participle all tangled up with your infinitive.
Oh, well, again, goodness me, where's the looking glass?
Oh, President Pip, I really don't mean that at all.
Oh, I thought you were referring to my beard. You know, how do you like the way my beard is curled now? Just like Cyrus the Great and Alexander the Great. All curled, nice. Feel as though I ought to have a chariot or something to be driving around when I wear my beard like this.
Yes, President Pip, why don't you get a chariot? Hitch up the little wooden horses. You look very fine indeed. Here we are at the lake, though. Oh, just see. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful lake?
What did you say, Bugler Murphy? You don't want to go.
Oh, Bugler Murphy, you're not going to get cold feet already.
But not even being in the diving bell. All right for you. Well, see, here's the diving bell. It took us a lot of trouble to get it down here. Come on. Oh, get seeing that. Hooray, hooray for the good old diving bell. Well, well, well.
Oh, let me look in there, President Pip.
Oh, just see.
Bugler Murphy, if you'll be very brave, we'll all go together in this diving bell. We'll soon have Happy Duck. You see, we must rescue Happy Duck.
All right, if you're going to be afraid, then you can stay up here on top. Clickety Clack isn't.
Oh, I should say not. Clickety Clack is very brave. All right, let's be hurrying then, President Pip. You know how to run it?
Do I know how to run it? Well, goodness me, that's almost too insignificant to be significant. Well, well, well.
Oh, here we are. Got ready to lower it. Let's get inside. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Bump my head. Boom. Goodness me. I invented this thing only to bump my head on it. Well, come on in, Fireman.
All right, President Pip. Why, this is a wonderful diving bell. When are you going to start it?
Right away. As soon as I ring the little bell, the big bell goes down in the water. Oh, goodness me. I bumped my head again. I wish I'd made this bigger.
Oh, you're having a dreadful time, President Pip. A dreadful time. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Look through the glass. See that fish?
Oh, a great big goldfish. I had no idea they were so big, President Pip.
Huh, some goldfish are pretty big, all right. Oh, look at that one. There's a kazookapus, or whatever it is.
A what?
Kazookapus. Oh, I find special names for these animals. They don't grow anyplace else except in this lake. There's a highfalutin galoopus. Oh, see, you have 15 fins and 21 whiskers or something. Goodness me. Here we are. Wait a minute. All right, clickety-clack. Now, you have to be brave. You're the first one. You have to get out of the diving bell and open that little trap door, and we'll all go underwater. All right? All right, then. That's the way. All right, now. I'll give a signal. One for the money, two for the show. If you do this, I'm going to give you a medal for bravery. Three to make ready, and four to go.
There he goes, President Pip. He's going right through the water. Oh, he's a brave little wooden man. Just see him go.
Just see him go. That's the way I like to see him go. Now he's over to the door. He's opened the door. There he goes. He's in the door. Ha! Ah, come on, sorry, man. Come on. All right. Goodness me, Story Man, we made it all right. Oh, close that door quick. The water's coming in so fast, I hardly know what to do. I'm getting all wet here. Goodness me, are you?
Clackety-clack, that was wonderful. Oh, now if we can open this other door, we'll be all safe.
Come on, wade through the water. There's not very much water got in here. Oh, that's the way. Open the door, open the other one. Hello, Happy Duck. Well, goodness me, come on. Oh, Story Man, how can we get out of here now? Here's Happy Duck. Hurry up before the slippery elf gets back. Before the slippery elf gets back.
Oh, little Happy Duck, you've been missing so long. Oh, follow us, quickly.
Look, there's a door over there. There's a door. See, it goes out the other way. Come on, that's the only thing to do. Come on, open that door and get out. Come on, clickety-clack. Don't wait. Who is that?
Who goes there?
Oh, guard. Are you the guard?
I am the guard.
What's your name?
My name is Tattletail.
Yeah, your name is Tattletail.
I tell everything I hear to everybody I see. I'll tell the slippery elf on you.
Yeah, all right. Do you tell everything everybody tells you?
Yes.
Then tell the slippery elf that President Aloysius Wimpledon Washington Lincoln McPhip is the greatest man that ever lived. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll tell him.
Oh, I hope he does, President Pip. Come on, Happy Duck. Come on. Hurry up. Up through the door.
Oh, here we are. Hello, Bugler Murphy. Goodness me, we saved Happy Duck.